Welcome to Soul-Led Living. I'm your host, Nikki Novo. I created this podcast so that you can hear, trust, and follow your intuition. Every week, I drop two episodes packed with intuitive messages that your divine team is dying for you to hear. So get your heart ready to receive exactly whatever it is that you are meant to receive. Let's do this. Welcome back, friends, to another episode. We have some messages about the stability of your business. I'm so excited to share this episode with you because you are worthy of stability in your business. I want you to have stability in your business. It is a total normal thing to ask for. You are worthy and deserving of it. And I'm really hoping that these five messages shed some light on some things that maybe could be shifted so that you can start bringing in that stability. As always, use your intuition, feel into what is for you, and leave the rest behind. But let's get into today's episode with our five messages. Message number one, when I was asking your business about where does stability come from, your business was like, well, first of all, I am not unstable. I have simply been on vacation. I've been getting a facelift. I've just needed a beat and a second. And I'm getting ready for this next life, this next version of me, this next rendition, this next era, which I thought was so funny. Like, she's like, I'm getting a facelift. Like, I was just picturing her like packing her bags and going to Colombia for like a cheaper facelift than like what you can get in Miami. That's kind of, or like, I don't know, like a BBL. What do you call those? The butt lift? Brazilian butt lift. Yeah, a BBL. I was picturing her like leaving Miami, going to Colombia, and getting her BBL, and that she's like, I need recovery time to look this good. So that was the vibe, which I thought was interesting because depending on where you are in your business journey, maybe there was a time where it was more profitable and like now, or, you know, and now it's kind of like up and down, or maybe it's been down for a while, or maybe you're just looking for it to like hit that next level. Regardless, it did look like your business needed a little bit of backtracking, a little bit of like going back and discovering and taking a moment to go within. Maybe there was a rest, maybe there was a pivot, maybe a rebrand. But she's just saying like she was never unstable. Like, just because I'm not around doesn't mean that I went to like a mental institute. I was on vacay. So let's be nice to her. And she would like to clear things up. She's like, I need better PR. All right. Message number two. Stability comes from not trying to solve everybody's problems, not thinking of everybody, like not trying to make everyone happy, but truly instead looking at one person and one problem and focusing on that. I actually had this vision of like the whole world, and then seeing that your business worked with this like one little corner of the world. And I, you know, we hear that message a lot, I feel like, in the pod, but I think we accidentally, especially when you look at something like social, we accidentally like are looking at these reels that are going super far, these TikToks that are going super far, and they're like funny, like they're for anybody, you know? Or you think about a Netflix series that does like super well. And it's like, yeah, because they're for so many people. And sometimes like, I don't know, we're kind of feeling like that's what it's supposed to look like. Or maybe you're even like hunting for some numbers or these, I don't know, some like level of success that, yes, that there are people that have that. But that's not really the goal. Like, you'd be surprised how stable and happy you will be with like your little corner of the world. And this message is about stability. This is not about like, you know, blowing it out of the water. This is about like having a stable business that really works for you and that you love. So it's about like really bringing your focus back to your little corner of the world. And maybe when you're business was on this little vacay and trying to figure herself out, like maybe that's what you've discovered, maybe that's already coming up for you, maybe you've been playing with that already. But it really makes me feel like it's one person, one problem. And not only one person, one problem, one thing that stood out, like the way the message was coming through, that this was not about satisfying everybody. So I think very much looking at our own people pleasing tendencies within the business. And especially like, let's say, for example, you've been serving a certain client for a long time, but you know that you like another client even more, you like another problem even more, but you're still trying to satisfy the old client and you're kind of holding two or three different clients at the same time. or maybe you're trying to scale, but you're still like really handholding these one-on-one clients that are not paying you as much or whatever it may be. So it feels like it will also be seen in your customer service. It will be seen in the way that you are working with people, or like maybe being too accessible or giving too much attention to certain people. So definitely looking out for those things too. So it's not only like, oh, who are the people I love and who's like, what's the problem I really want to fix or solve or work with, but very much seeing like, where am I giving my attention to too many people with too many issues, and maybe even crossing my own boundaries and pleasing and like trying to make too many people happy. Message number three, I wanted to do a timing thing. So I said, when does stability come? Like, how long does this take? And I got the number 7. So I was looking at July and also 7 months from now, which I think that lands us in August. So summer vibes, or sorry, I know that we're all over the world. So July, August type feeling. So then when I asked that, I'm like, okay, well, if that's how long like the stability like takes to click in, what are we doing in the meantime? And in the meantime, your business was like, you're just doing the survival things that you know to do. It was kind of, so this stability again comes from like, it comes from a clarity. It comes from like this singular focus, and that takes time. Like think about like you live in a big house and you're trying to clear up every single closet and every single space, and you're really doing like a deep dive into the old stuff in your house. Like that is not going to happen in one weekend. Like that may take a few months for you to like really clear that up. So there is this process to that stability. And then of course, once you've cleared that up, attracting the new people and like letting people know like this is what they can come to you for. So that's why like the stability takes a bit of a time. But in the meantime, the big difference is that like right now, the way you've been functioning is like doing a bunch of little things and a bunch of different things, maybe throwing things at the wall, maybe servicing a lot of different clients, having a lot of different products. And that is definitely like the old era of the business. And we're moving into this more like singular focus of the business, or this thing that is like truly profitable. I even see some of you guys leaving like digital in a big way and going like really strictly like in person. And that transition takes time. So in the meantime, I'm getting, it's like you kind of just keep doing what you have been doing, which just feels a little more chaotic. It just feels a little bit, I laugh because it's like, I'm like, are they talking to me? It just feels like a lot of different things, you know, like you're just like you're selling a lot of different things or talking about a lot of different things, making a lot of different content, serving a lot of different problems. And you know, what's funny is stability is that place where we get out of survival. And survival is not only like, oh, I need money to survive. Survival is also like where the business can survive a storm, right? Like, you know, having a strong brand and like being very well known is at the end of the day, like what makes you survive a storm. Literally in my town, we had a bad storm a year ago where, you know, I don't know if you guys remember when Asheville like completely flooded, and there were some businesses in Asheville and of course here in my town that were destroyed. And I'm thinking about this one coffee shop, or I'm thinking about where my kids get their haircut. Both those places were totally flooded and they completely survived afterwards. Why? Because they are staples in our community. Our community paid for, like, gave them money while they were closed. I mean, like, there was a ton of donations coming in. There was help. I have goosebumps, all sorts of things. And it's because, like, they were, you know, stable enough to get past that storm. And then, of course, there was, like, little stores that had just opened or, like, nobody really knew about and could not reopen. They could not weather that storm. So when we're still in that place where we, like, are not sure we can weather storms, we're still in a survival place, and like stability is the other side of that, if that makes sense. So that is the era you're moving into, which is really exciting, and it's so great that you're thinking about it. In the meantime, you do what you need to do. And if you do not need to make money, because I see some of you that maybe you're at the beginning stages, or maybe like you're, you know, starting a side hustle, but you have a full-time job or you have a partner that like pays the bills, then I would say to be okay with these like more inward focused 7 months as you get clearer on this one thing, this one person, and don't put so much pressure on yourself to like bring money in right now if that is like not where you're at in your business. You know, I know many of us who do need that money, like you keep doing what you're doing and it just feels a little chaotic, a little bit of everything, you know, a little bit of throwing a bunch of things out there. You're going to make it, you're going to be fine. And then that, but you're also in a weird way starting a whole nother business where you are really making something strong that can weather. So kind of think about you like are operating in a little hut that's like kind of holding itself down by like a little string. But on the weekends, you're building like a cylinder brick house that is going to be able to weather anything. So yeah, you are kind of running two things and holding two things at the same time during this in-between time. But I felt really solid about this 7 months or July type deadline for the stability to come in. Message number four, I asked what is that one thing? And of course, I'm not going to be able to be specific here on this episode, but what I was getting is that you're going to feel like this one thing is risky. Like it's going to feel like a good idea, but at the same time, you're really going to struggle feeling like this is kind of risky to go here or to go all in. And the risk is not, you know, real. It's just going to feel that way for you because you're going to feel like, wow, I'm saying goodbye to all these other people. Or what about like this client that I used to have and now I'm zeroing in? Well, nobody said you're going to do it overnight, first of all. And it's more like what you're building going forward. And the singular focus really gives you the opportunity to dominate a space. And that is ideally what you're doing because that's what weathers the storm. Like I see you being able to take up more space than you've ever been before because you were like one of many. And now we're going to see you really be like just a pillar within a certain space. It is quite niche, and some of it's new, like some of it's like not really niche, but more new. And like you're just going to be able to really ground here than where you were before. So when you look for that thing, if you feel nervous, if you feel scared about like really moving forward on it, I would actually say like you're circling it, like you are around, you know, you're hovering around it. Some of you know what it is. Some of you are circling it right now, hovering it. So if you're circling it, I would say test it. I would say, you know, there's so many ways to test an idea, whether that's like you're doing paid ads on an idea, you are, you know, obviously talking to customers and, you know, giving out something for free, putting out even like trial reels on Instagram that like do not go out to your audience. You can test ideas there. So it feels like if you're circling it, test it. If you don't have it yet, this might be a shock to you, right? Like you might be like, oh my God, I didn't know I was like, you know, talking to so many different people. I would say go down that journey of like, who do I really love? Like what problems do I really love? How would I simplify my life? Like the only way to meet this one thing is if you're willing to make it easy, you know, like remember stability is the opposite of surviving and surviving is chaotic. It's like, this is so hard. I have to do a million things. It's a lot of fat where when something is easy, it's usually simple. So you have to start to shift into the energy of simple and simplicity. So you will have to get your body comfortable with things being easy, with things being simple. If you see yourself overcomplicating, just going a little bit too overboard for something, just get yourself comfortable with like, you know what? This can be easy. I used to do the podcast episodes that were 7 messages and like I was tired at the end and it's like, you know what? I can do these episodes with 5 messages, 3 messages. Like I can make it easier for myself, right? So it's like finding where you can make things easier and just letting yourself know that it's like safe for things to be easy and that you don't have to overgive in order to receive what it is that you're looking for. And lastly, message number five, your business said, the math has to be mathing. I feel like that means a lot of things in your case, but the math has to be mathing felt to me like, okay, simple. If you are going to do singular focus on something that is low price, well, then there has to be a decent amount of audience, a big customer base that can buy this low price thing. If you don't have a lot of people, or you like don't know how to bring a lot of people into you, then what you are selling has to be more expensive. Like, it has to be higher priced. You have to sell to people with resources. So it almost looks like you can't say, I don't know, like, I want a ton of money, but I want to work with people that aren't willing to invest in themselves. Like, it's just, the math is not mathing. Like, you'll have to work through what it feels like to be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to charge a lot and I'm going to work with like a certain type of person and I'm not going to worry about that. Or no, I am going to charge this little and I'm going to become like badass at like collecting leads and, you know, like learning how to do that and getting more marketing savvy. Like, it, the math has to math, basically, you know, like whatever money you feel like you want or whatever stability it is like, is that doable? That's kind of what I was getting. Like, if it's like, okay, I want $10,000 a month, but I'm selling this thing that costs $10, like, can you make $10,000 with that $10 thing? Or is there something that is a better solution that is, you know, more expensive? Or, you know, you might love this kind of person, but if they're not in that place that they're ready to invest and you need somebody who's ready to invest, then like, you're gonna have to change the person you're talking to be able to bring that in. So the money and the numbers do matter in this case. And that feels like it's something that sometimes you're not, like, you're manifesting, but you're not looking at the reality of like the mismatch of the person and the price. And, you know, the answer is not going to be the same for everybody, but just ask yourself, like, I'm going to manifest and I want to become a match for this, but like, without a miracle, can this happen? Because this is about stability. Stability shouldn't require a miracle. Stability should require like a natural progression of shift into just feeling worthy of stability. That's it. Like, this whole episode could have been one message, like, feel worthy of stability and it'll come your way. Like, that's the message. It doesn't have to be as complicated. So it shouldn't be a miracle, where a miracle is like, oh my God, I believed I was capable of this thing that I never thought, you know, I could be capable of. And I worked really hard to believe in myself. We actually don't really need you to believe in yourself. We need you to believe that you are worthy of stability. Like, we need you to feel okay letting go of chaos. We need you to feel okay of letting go of uncertainty and like being all over the place. When you're feeling okay of letting that go and letting yourself have stability, a groundedness, and feeling worthy of that, that's where this comes from. So that's why it's not really meant to take so long. And that's why it's not meant to be so complicated. Makes sense? And kind of boring too, a little bit, you know, kind of simple. So yeah. All right, guys, that was today's episode. I hope that was supportive. I can't wait to see your comments about this episode, see how it's landing. And if you would like further support, I'd love to see you in Clarity app. You can look below and we'll show you how to sign up. Sending you much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you're called to it, please leave me a review, subscribe, and share it with a friend. That is the best way to show your gratitude for this show. And if you want to go deeper with me, check out my app, Clarity. Until next time, much love always.